السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. So yesterday we commenced a discussion on the last major sign, and that is the fire that will emerge from the side of Yemen and drive people towards the place of gathering where Qiyamah will take place and where reckoning will take place. It will not be meant to burn people, rather it will be meant to drive them in a particular direction. They say the land of gathering is a flat, white land, like a loaf of bread made from pure flour of a uniform color. So there's no distinguishing mark on it that can be used as a landmark. Now, we also explained yesterday the hadith of Abdullah ibn Salam, when he came and he said to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was a Jewish rabbi, I'll ask you three questions. If you can answer them, I know you're a Nabi, because only a Nabi can answer these questions. And he asked about the last sign before the hour, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, the fire. And then he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the first thing that people will eat in Jannah, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, it will be the lobe of the fish liver. And then he asked about whether it's possible for a child to be born to a man, but to resemble the mother and the mother's family. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that if the liquid of the father reaches first, he will resemble the father. If the liquid of the mother reaches first, it will resemble the mother. The reason I'm smiling is because when you're in Darul Loom, this is one hadith. And then there's another hadith that says, if the liquid of the father overpowers, then it will be a boy. And if the liquid of the mother overpowers, then it will be a girl. So the Ustad then told us, just keep your minds in check. Don't start thinking of who got only girls, who got only boys, whose children resemble the mother, and whose children resemble the father, and what is likely to happen. Anyway, so one thing of interest, Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu anhu, then told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, who told you this? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Jibril. He said, oh, Jibril is the enemy of the Jews. Because Jibril only brought bread news. He only brought punishment. Mikael used to bring rain and he used to bring mercy. So obviously at that time he wasn't a Muslim. And Allah responds to this, قُلْ مَنْ كَانَ عَدُوًا لِجِبْرِيلِ. That, you know, those who say they're enemies to Jibril, Jibril did nothing wrong. If you did something wrong and Allah instructs him to bring the punishment, then the punishment will come. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Jibril is our friend because he brings revelation to the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So more detail in terms of this gathering, right? The fire will drive people such that when they're fleeing towards the place of gathering, if they stop at night to rest, the fire will stop. Then the next morning when they start their journey again, the fire will pursue them again. So it's not meant to burn them, as I said, but rather it's meant to drive them to a particular place. Now Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said people will be gathered in three groups, hoping for paradise, that will be one group, fearing hell, another group, two on a camel, three on a camel, four on a camel, 10 on a camel. The rest of them will be gathered by a fire which will stay with them. When they stop for the night, it will rest with them. When they take a rest and start again in the morning, it will start again with them in the morning. And then there's one more hadith that I want to share with you. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there will be three categories of people on the day of resurrection. Those who will be fed and clothed, and they will be riding. That's one category. Then there will be those who will be walking and running. And then there will be those who will be dragged by the angels on their faces. So that third category is obviously those who are punished, those who are not believers. So the Sahaba said, the two we understand, the first and the third. But what about the middle one, Ya Rasulullah? Those who will be walking and running. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah will cause their conveyances to contract diseases until there are no mounds left. To such an extent that a man has a splendid garden, he would give it up for a weak old camel with a small saddle because he will not be able to find any conveyance. And that brings us to the point now where we terminate the discussion around the major signs of Qiyamah. In conclusion, let me just say one or two things. There's a famous hadith when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked by a Sahabi, Mat as-sa'a? When is Qiyamah? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ma a'tadda laha? What did you prepare for Qiyamah? More than worrying about when Qiyamah will take place, worry that what did I prepare for Qiyamah? See, we all will have to face Qiyamah, even if you die now. Because you go into an intermediary phase called Barzakh. After Barzakh, we'll all be resurrected on that plains of gathering. All of us. Without any exception. When the time of death comes, even Malakul Maut will have to take his own life. Allah says in the verses which will be recited in tonight's Taraweeh, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Everything will cease to exist. Only Allah will exist. Only Allah will exist. لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. Allah will ask, who's in charge today? Whose kingdom is it today? Who's in control today? لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. So, we must learn about the signs of Qiyamah because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has informed us, and we must know what is authentic from which is not authentic. We must know, because if some of the signs appear, at least we have knowledge. Like we spoke that time about that man or that youngster who will know about Dajjal. and the tricks of Dajjal. And if we don't see, we must know the knowledge, preserve it, and pass it on to the next generation. But more important than obsessing about the details of the major signs of Qiyamah is preparing ourselves for the Qiyamah. Preparing ourselves to meet Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. You know, somebody asked a Sahabi once that if you knew for sure that today is the last day of your life, how would you live it? If you were told that today, you've got 24 hours left, that's it. How would you change your life? How would you live those 24 hours? He said, I won't make a single change. I live it like how I live every day of my life. Because I live every day of my life as if it is the last day of my life. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when you see the morning, don't take it for granted that you'll see the evening. When you see the evening, don't take it for granted that you'll see the morning. You're seeing this Ramadan, don't take it for granted that you'll see the next Ramadan. So that's the point behind this entire discussion. We must know about Qiyamah, but we must prepare for death. Because death is only the one step left between us and Qiyamah. May Allah take us on the best day of our lives. May Allah resurrect us with ease on the day of Qiyamah. And may Allah grant us Jannatul Firdaus without reckoning. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.